This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. One measles case has been confirmed in Colorado. Public health officials said yesterday that an unvaccinated person in Pueblo tested positive. They had recently traveled to a part of Mexico that is experiencing an outbreak. Officials say people may have been exposed to the virus at a deli and a health clinic in mid-March. Those who think they may have been exposed should consider isolating and call a medical provider if they experience symptoms. The Colorado Senate commemorated Transgender Day of Visibility yesterday with a resolution on the chamber floor. But as KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports, Democrats want to do more than just talk about defending trans rights.
All Senate Republicans refused to support the resolution, but that isn't deterring Democrats from pushing for new protections. One of their bills, which was filed Friday, would make it illegal for insurance companies to deny coverage for gender-affirming care. Colorado public health policy already directs insurers to provide the coverage, but the bill would put it into state law. Jax Gonzalez with LGBTQ plus advocacy group One Colorado says that would make it harder to reverse.
This isn't a reactionary bill to the change in leadership at the federal level. It is going to continue to insulate Colorado against attacks on LGBTQ people.
The other bill, also filed Friday, would implement a slew of protections for trans people in schools and the courts.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Colorado has its first licensed provider of psychedelic-assisted therapy. The Psilocybin Healing Center will operate in downtown Denver. It's called the Center Origin and still has to work out legal logistics with state authorities as well as its supply chain before it can open. Voters approved psychedelic-assisted therapy 3 years ago. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.